Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Little bit different episode of Zero Block 30. Normally we kick off with rounds. We tell you different topics about what we're going to be seeing in the world, the news that's surrounding the military. Not going to do that today.
No.
Today,
very
a little
different.
More platoon style room because we're all out here in Colorado Springs. We're currently sitting at the View House in Colorado Springs where we're going to have a meet and greet with the guys from Spittin' Chicklets a little bit later. But before we actually get into it, today's episode is going to be brought to you by our good friends at manscaped.com because they are introducing the Lawnmower 3.0. Breaking news, and it's important PSA brought to you by manscaped.com. This is your public service announcement. After more than 18 months of research and development, the Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the best ball trimmer of all time. This new trimmer was just released moments ago, and we're the first to confirm the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 Manscaper is now available for purchase. You're going to have to get this one. If it's better than the 2.0, first of all, I don't know how they did this. The 2.0 is unbelievable. The 3.0 with their skin-safe technology is going to be even better. The battery is going to last for 90 minutes. And folks, if it takes you 90 minutes to shave your balls, there is something deeply, deeply wrong with you. One of the new coolest feature is the LED light, which shows you where you're going. It's basically like headlights for your dick, so you don't chop it all up, but it's impossible to chop up because this one has a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology, so your loved one won't know that you are absolutely going to town on your penis, balls, and butthole. Make sure that you go to manscaped.com with the code zero, and you're going to get 20% off plus free shipping. Your balls are going to thank you. Your partner is going to thank you. Your dingleberries are going to be a thing in the past. Make sure you go get that Lawnmower 3.0. It just launched. Again, manscaped.com with the promo code zero. You're going to get 20% off. I didn't know what to expect, but I was kind of, I left with a greater appreciation of what the Air Force Academy is.
I fell in love with the Air Force Academy and all those little, I felt like a ball of love by the time I left, and I was ready to reenlist. I like want to join the Air Force.
I knew
Force
Kate
now.
Was going to feel that way because Kate doesn't hate anything except
right.
for people being mean.
I knew it.
That's the way that was going to go down.
First of all, I love that we're doing a platoon room the way most military platoon rooms are. Just the dudes and the gals hanging out with an enormous mimosa tower
yeah.
on a patio outside the Rockies looking upon.
As they do on Saturday
But
mornings.
It's really cool because the NHL is playing this game at Falcom Stadium on the campus there mm-hmm. and we actually got to go right by it, and then I mean not only did we get the full tour of the campus, which is one of the biggest in the nation, I was not expecting how enormous that campus was going to be, but that the Barstool Air Force, we don't want to give his name away, I don't know, it's gonna be a tricky thing,
he said,
but he was awesome
yeah.
yeah he was awesome. He gave us a full tour of, and then he took us down to where the airfield is, and the wings of blue guys, as soon as we went in, they had water bottles sitting out, little desks for us so they could play the videos. They had a presentation. They took us around the parachute rooms. We got to see people wrapping up the parachutes.
So let's take a step back before we get into all that.
Yeah.
So, Cons, you had been here before. You're the only one of the group that had ever been here before. Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit different when you come from football. And I think that the Air Force Academy, Army, Navy, for people who are sports fans, whenever you think of the Academy, you don't really think of a lot of the military stuff that goes behind it. You really think of the sports teams. At least I have forever.
Just the most forward-facing. So, although I had been here, I didn't see any of this stuff ever before. So yesterday was as much my first time here at the Air Force Academy as it was yours. Typically for a football game, you get off the bus, go to the stadium. And I did say, credit to me, I did say it would be breathtaking. And it, I think, did not disappoint as we sit here overlooking these mountains. Nature is gorgeous out here. But It was very interesting to see the rest of the campus as well.
I had never been to any of the academies. Like, I've gone with you to West Point. Like, I've gone up there.
But again, even that, like, we drove into the parking lot.
Yeah, and went straight to the stadium, game. There was no – I didn't go to the dorms. Yeah, I didn't do any of that stuff. Going here, it kind of reset my mindscape of where I'm at with the academies as a whole. Because, like I said, growing up, you would watch Air Force, you would watch Army, Navy play football, and you kind of just assume that it's a sports thing. Going in there yesterday, when we pulled in, one of the first things that was shocking to me as we pulled in through the gate is, one, there's MPs guarding the gate. They have the security forces, people checking IDs and shit like that. And I thought, you know, this is like a legit military place where these people are going to school to serve our country. And every single person that we walk by in their uniform, in civilian attire, is doing something to support the country right now, starting at 18 and going up to 22 or whatever they're at when they graduate. To me, I think that it's a special kind of feel on campus. I've been on many different campuses, been to many different tours on campuses. It was different. The different feel was very evident.
It definitely almost feels, and you know, tell me if I'm off base here, but it really does feel like a military base. You see everyone walking around in uniforms, people greeting just like you would on a military base, people saluting just like you would on a military base. So it almost doesn't feel like you're out of college.
Right, and that's where I want to kind of get into it, because deep down inside, the person that I am is still that Seth NCO.
Mm-hmm.
When we pulled up to the gate, I said that it felt like a military base. I was disgusted immediately because
you're already making corrections.
The Air Force people were wearing different uniforms. It was warmer than 45 degrees when we got here. It's much colder now, but they are wearing their night stocking caps, their beanies.
Yeah.
They had those out. Different color beanies, different color uniforms. And I'm like, what's going on?
You
here?
Almost had an aneurysm.
Let's have just a little bit of decorum, please.
But as soon as we got in there, once our Air Force guy, we'll call him Barstool Air Force guy, once he started showing us around.
We'll say our guide. That'll be
easier. Our guide. I think in my mind, even I'm guilty of this, I look at the service academies and I'm like, these are like the perfect, like, robot. Everyone is perfect. And they go there and they're like mm-hmm. the top of the top. But it's not so cookie cutter. There was so much personality in everybody we met. And they're allowed to still express that there. In my mind, it is
well,
like
after a while. After a while.
But, like, it is, I don't know. I think people in their minds must picture it a certain way. Like I don't know, so black and white. But there's a lot of color in this academy. There's, like, so many interesting people. I loved going through the dorms and seeing all the murals just everywhere and learning about the traditions that they have.
Well, let's just talk about that for a little bit. So the academy, the Air Force Academy, and it's just like this at Navy and Army as well, is they're broken out just like the same military structure as if you were in a unit out in the regular military. So each unit has a unit mascot, and they decorate their area in the theme of that mascot. So that's the murals that you're talking about.
Also, oldest ass dorm room. The chairs in that dorm room. The Air Force is using chairs from 19. They call it the Chair Force. They're sitting in chairs from 1982 in their barracks room. I've
big
never
time Dickety
seen
too, yeah.
older. It's still the old ass carpeting. There's like a random sink with no mirror for no reason in their room. I just, like, loved walking through and seeing everybody's setup.
Cons, you especially liked all the Army quotes that were plastered among the Air Force
dorms. So I could not get over.
Dorms.
We come to the Air Force Academy, and we're walking through
the
dorms.
That's not hyperbole. He definitely could not get over it. He was talking about the Army every 5 minutes.
Well, I couldn't help it.
He was wearing an Army sweatshirt.
Everybody
were chirping you. You were getting a lot of chirps also.
Yeah, that was fine. I expected that. But everywhere we turned, there was a reminder of the Army. There was quotes by General Patton. General Patton never served a day in the Air Force. There was, we should also mention, there was the Davy Page Views quote on one of the walls.
One bite,
there was,
everybody.
Yeah, one bite.
There was the Pink Panther wearing an 82nd Airborne uniform. I really just was taken aback a little bit that I thought that they would have a little more uniqueness to them and not so much of the Army culture.
But what are they supposed to do? They've only been around since the 1960s. What are they supposed to do?
They have plenty of people.
It seems like they're the only branch confident enough in themselves that they can celebrate.
I've never seen such little dick energy as constantly worried about it. The Army's always worried about what other branches think and what are they doing. Oh, look at us. They're looking at us. Who gives a fuck?
But the campus itself.
Well, just before we leave the dorms and chaps, I know you'll agree with me. I could not get over how dirty they were.
Okay.
They
about,
weren't dirty.
Yes, they were.
Okay.
The buildings
were
so old. They're impossible
to clean. No, I'm not talking about
clean.
The carpet that's 50 years old. Okay, got it. You can't do anything about that. the clutter that was everywhere in the dorm rooms was disgusting.
It was surprising to me because you think you hear like the military discipline and things like that. You know, I actually don't have a huge problem with it now. Like if you had asked me back in the day, oh, I had a huge problem with how dirty those rooms were and how cluttered they are. But they are college students. They are kind of going on like a 3-day weekend, so let them have it. But when you have an idea of what a military college, a military academy, you would think that everything is lined up. You have everything covered in a line. Everything has its place, and every place has its home. All that shit. That wasn't the case. They give them a little bit more freedom. I don't think it's that way, just based on other videos we've seen from West Point and from the Naval Academy, that it's that same way.
But you still get to personalize. It's not like you're all robots, though. What I liked about it was that you can see, like, oh, yeah, these are college students, too. These people are going on to serve our country, but they're also college students, and this is their college experience. So get off their dicks, you guys.
But I did love the fact there is some aspects of the military discipline that was beautiful to my staff and CEO soul.
Yep.
One of those was very evident whenever you're walking through. So their very first years, they call them what?
Dualies. Long-time dualies, plane by plane.
Wing by wing.
So all of their freshmen are called dualies. And the dualies at the Air Force Academy, from what we understand, have by far the strictest of all the rules that are there. So everybody, it kind of gets looser as you go up, just like it does in rank and things like that. But whenever you get there, you're a dualie. If you're going somewhere, hello, you're running. Hello, you're fucking running. I love that shit. Whenever they told me, like, oh, yeah, the dualies the first year until they graduate and they finish their last exam, if they're outside and they're walking on the marble, they're running. It might not be a full-blown sprint, but you better shuffle your way across. Yeah. And I love that stuff. They would come by us because it was me, Kate, Cons, Bren, and the two guys that were bringing us. So it was one woman, and you had other men that were going there. So they would say, good afternoon, ma'am. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Fear the Reaper.
And then they would continue on with their shit.
Whatever their unit's thing was, they had a slogan.
And it's only the dualies that had to do it. And I love that because deep down in your heart, you know, I know from being a former PFC, a former Lance Corporal, when you have to give everybody the greeting of the day, you do it behind gritted teeth and you fucking hate doing it. And you see a bigger group and you're like, God damn it, there's mixed genders here.
What am I gonna say?
Good afternoon, ma'am. Good afternoon, gentlemen. By your leave. Good morning, sir. You have to say all this
But again, that's
shit.
Just like the regular military once you're in the fleet.
Yeah.
I also love that they have these huge parade grounds. I mean, it's so impressive when you see it. It's these massive, massive parade grounds with the mountains in the background, and they're all this beautiful slate. And then the slate is crisscrossed by, like, maybe every 20 feet apart, these marble stones that lead pathways. And the dualies also are supposed to stay on the marble stones.
So it's
like, you know, they say, don't step on the crack. They can't leave the crack. They have to stay on the marble as they walk across campus. There's a couple other things I just really, really loved.
I'd like to point out, though, you guys say whatever you want. When you walked up, and again, the school was built in the 50s. There's, you know, 1950s architecture. It kind of looked like a community college.
It is from the visitor's parking lot. It's not impressive. I think that changes once you get down into the quad.
I think the starkness of it and the simplicity of it all goes to show you, like,
it grew on
the
me.
Beauty
the first, your first
of
impression
the background,
is not
yeah.
like, but your second impression, once you actually go down there, you're like, this is pretty substantial. So then after we kind of got the cursory view of what the campus looked like, then we stepped over and got kind of the meat and potatoes of where we were, what our experiences was that day, which is when we went and met with the Wings of Blue, who is the Air Force parachute team. And that really set apart how different it is from most collegiate experiences. You guys agree?
That part blew me away. It's like I was explaining to people last night. I was like, it's like synchronized swimming, but in the air after you jump out of a plane. And it's just, I never knew that was a thing that existed. And they were like, yeah. So, like, say four guys jump out of a plane. They almost do, like, a dance routine in the air, a synchronized routine. And they're judged on it.
And so it's not almost like it is.
It
they're
is.
Falling at, they said, 130 miles an hour. They're falling out of the airplane. They're grabbing hold of each other and doing legit complicated moves.
Synchronized
to
moves.
To the point where their team has won 23 national championships.
Yeah, they're like the number one team. And they have more championships coming up. But then not only is it the four guys who jump and do this routine, then the... student who's a cameraman has to jump out behind them
and remain like and perfectly still in
they're
the
graded
shot.
The way they're judged so they win the competitions is on the video that that student takes while they're flying through the air at hundreds mm-hmm. of miles an hour.
Yeah, so you could basically be doing the Vince Carter rim, your arm through the rim dunk, yeah. and nobody gets it, so it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Like, it
so
doesn't
if
matter.
The video
like
guy misses
everything
it,
everything goes on cinematography. It's, yeah. like it's like the opposite of the Oscars, where cinematography that like 1917 won, it's kind of an afterthought, but now the cinematography is like the most important part, because if you don't yeah. get that, you don't have anything.
But I thought it was so cool because you could tell they were so excited about it and they love it so much that their excitement about it was contagious. As soon as we walked in, we get to the airfield, we go into the building where they do all their like flight stuff, their parachuting, I don't know the terms for it.
It was like a seven-part trip. They had so many things to show us.
We get in there and they have water bottles on these little desks and a presentation ready for us where they show us what they do. These three guys were awesome.
We originally thought it was just going to be like a throw-in thing. Like, oh, yep. you kind of looked at the campus. Let's just go yep. down here. We had to get buzzed into a more secure area to the flight line. And when we got there, they set us down in this classroom and they were like, oh, we have a couple videos. And at first, my initial response was, I don't want to watch a fucking video.
And then it was great.
I don't want to watch you guys jump out of planes.
It was great. It showed us what yeah. they were all about. And from there, they took us into the next room where they show us. And this is stuff that, as a Marine, I never saw up close. It was right. them packing their parachutes. And then there was the room where when you're in gym class as a little kid in
those
elementary
scooters.
School, mm-hmm. those little squares that had the wheels on them. I'm like, what are
but
these?
But they were the fanciest ones
they
ever.
They were fancy,
fanciest
long
scooter
ones.
Racers that you'll
so
ever see.
So they lay on these on their stomachs. And that's how they practice their moves that they do in the air. Mm-hmm. So it was awesome for us to get down and do a little goofing on those. And
I think that the coolest part of this, that entire experience of going down there was, one, the fact that they showed us the videos where they're jumping into NFL games. They're jumping into All-Star games. They're jumping at air shows, anywhere like the Air Force Fly team are.
I had no idea
those
were students.
They're doing all that.
Yeah. Well, let me interrupt you real quick. I just want to say, I didn't know that they are the demonstration team for the entire Air Force, whereas the other academies yeah. have teams that are specific to the school, and then they have enlisted teams. They represent the entire Air Force, and I didn't
These
know
are
that
all
before.
Juniors in college.
Right.
Like the whole team was junior in college. They haven't even got their designation yet. But they were telling us that some of them have done 2,500 jumps, 3,000 jumps in college. To me, if you're trying to get people to go to the Air Force Academy, go to an extreme place like San Diego where X Games is super popular. Be like, hey, you can come here. Just show yeah. them that board, because when we walk into their ops section, these guys are juniors in college. They're not even in the military yet. They just go in there, and if planes are flying, they just put their little name on a board, and they fly, and they could jump. They
like
said that
any
they've
day
done
of the week, yeah.
any day of the week, as long as the weather is fine, as long as they said 18 knots, as long as it's not blowing harder than 18 knots, they could just go. They could take a little bus down there and be like, I'm jumping out of a plane again today.
You asked a great question, though, too. You said, like, well, how does this prepare you, and how does this separate you from the rest of the cadets? And talking about going on the flight line, talking about going to the scheduling room, it really gives them that operational experience to put them ahead of the game, so mm-hmm. that when they get out there to whatever unit they go to in the Air Force, they're a step ahead.
And I love lessons in leadership, and that's what these people mm-hmm. do. I love the fact that at some of the academies, at all the academies that I'm learning about, that you have students that are leading the juniors that are coming in. So you have juniors and seniors that are leading the freshmen and sophomores and guiding them along the way. These people on this team, they are so good at jumping and free falling and doing all that shit that they are the legit instructors. In the other branches of service, even in the Army active duty, you don't become an instructor at jump school till you're like an E7.
Right.
These yeah. people are juniors in college.
And what was crazy was, almost all of them had said they had never jumped before they got here to the Air Force Academy.
And now they're like legit experts.
3 years later, now they're experts, and now they're teaching others. It's really impressive.
Yeah, they taught us too. They took us into the hangar where it was almost like you're attached to a parachute. They hit this button, and we're all on the strings and the harnesses. They pull us up like about 4 or 5 feet off the ground.
You get pulled up like legitimately, if you've seen a butcher house, you get pulled up like a
hog
that's about to get
slaughtered. It's very Texas Chainsaw Massacre, yeah. for sure.
You can get some weird sex stuff in there, too.
And then, so this is how they teach the students. They put you up in this harness. You're right. Very true.
That harness is snug.
I mean, I'm pretty sure one of the Air Force guys did some sex stuff to Khan.
Yeah, jumped up. But what they do is, for these students, they all come in the summer. Students have the option, any student, whether they're going to continue jumping in their careers or not, any student can sign up in the summer to come in and take this week-long class where they learn to jump.
And it was only 5 days. So they start on Monday. By day 5, they're jumping by themselves. And one of the most important aspects, or the most interesting, everywhere else you start with a tandem jump or you start with a slack line. Like, mm-hmm. where immediately you jump out of the airplane, your parachute pulls automatically. These people, some of the students here, their very first jump out of the airplane, it's on
by
their
themselves.
Own.
That's why.
By themselves. And they teach them. They go through all the different they've never had a serious mishap in doing this.
But it was cool. It was like in the Marines, we have the rollover training and the helo training where they dump you in the pool or they flip the thing over and you try to get
ditties.
Out.
There's a lot of ditties.
And so they do the same thing with this where that they pulled us up in the harnesses several feet off the ground and then they shake you. They spin you.
Stress
They're
test,
screaming at you. So you know what to do. When if shit goes wrong, you know all the backups. And I think that's such a cool way to train. And it's just a branch that I didn't have much experience with. So it was super cool to see. And also just from the pilots to the access, the freedom, and the trust that the academy gives these students to take their own initiative to do these things in their free time was awesome.
Yeah,
because
they said to be on that team, you have to give up your Saturdays. Like, you don't have Saturdays, but you get to travel around. They bring an instructor with you to take your tests and things like that. One of the more interesting aspects of this school, because you hear Air Force, you automatically think pilots and planes and things like that. And I'm sure a great number of the people who actually go to the school want to be pilots. But one of the guides that we had was saying no. Like, he doesn't want to be a pilot. He wanted to get involved in cyber warfare because that's the future of warfare. Or he wants to be one of the first officers in the Space Force.
Space Force,
and he was like, yeah, I'm super into the Space Force. I would love to do that. You stay here in Colorado Springs. You stay close by. You get to be involved in the next step. And I thought about that because I've goofed on the Space Force, primarily just goofing. But being a part of the establishment of a new branch of service is
very
awesome.
Cool.
I know.
That'd
we
be
were
awesome.
Like, we have to have him on the pod when he's the first Space Force officer.
Recently, the very first E-9 of the Space Force just got brought over from the Air Force. And same thing with their new commandant or whatever they're going to call him. And I thought, you know what? For essentially the rest of time until the Space Force is shut down or until America is shut down, this dude's name is going to be known at boot camp. Who's the first sergeant major of the Space Force? Who's the first commandant of the Space Force? It's you. Who's going to be the first? You could end up, if you leave here in the next year and a half, you could be one of the first major people in a branch of service.
It's
and
an
that's
exciting
fucking
time to
awesome.
Be there.
Going into the history books is certainly a wild concept to think about, especially if you're undergrad in college. And then if you look 5 years down the road, what you might be working on in the branch of service, it's certainly a special opportunity.
Yeah, it was very cool, and also very cool just to be on a campus that has its own airfield is unique. Not
very
a lot
cool
of
to be on
it, have that.
On a campus where they said that you could see anything from raccoons, the bears, the moose, the
yeah,
like
the
elk,
one guy was
the
like, I saw a bear on campus once, no big deal. but I just, the campus was so beautiful. Again, we caught it on a beautiful day. But the people, everybody was so nice. It was funny to hear the greetings of the day. It just kind of took me back. I get so delighted by that shit now that I'm like, oh, what a treat when they say, like, fear the Reaper when they walk by you.
They've got planes all around campus. Like, at the quad, I feel like they have one at, like, each corner.
There's
and the spires
the
are really, really big.
And
like, we
to that point
them.
About how many planes they have, they said that that's the most busy airfield in the Air Force is that they constantly have gliders up. They have different flight missions going up because people are learning the very early stages of flight. They have all their parachuters that are constantly going. They said in a week, 1 week they had over the summer whenever they bring in their boot camp classes and they have the training that happens over the summertime, that they did 2,500 jumps
it's
in
insane.
A week.
The lady who was there, she's a civilian who helps wrap the parachutes, and she was like, yeah, it was fucking insane. Yeah. She didn't say the F word, but
she was like, it's crazy. And we were like, how many jumps do you have? And she was like, oh, me, I have like 10,000 jumps.
Yeah.
But there was another guy that had 250,000 jumps.
She was saying that she did like 2,500 jumps or something, but compared to the rest of her family, who I guess was very involved, that she doesn't even come close to the amount of jumps that the rest of her family had.
Another thing that I loved that was really unique, and I'd never heard of this either, because I'd never heard of the jump team thing, but I asked them, I'm like, so I didn't see any TVs in your dorms. Where do you guys watch like football and stuff on Sundays? And they're like, oh, most of us go to our host
family. Yeah, the host family.
And I was like, what do you mean host family? Every single student there gets paired to an individual family in the community who becomes their host
family. Could be military, could be not.
Could be military, could be not. It could be just a regular. And a lot of these are civilian families that volunteer to like adopt a student throughout their time, through their whole 4 years or 5 years or whatever. And So they were like, yeah, the one guy was like, mine's an Army lieutenant colonel. And the other guy was like, yeah, mine's a civilian family. But on Sundays, the families invite them, come have dinner, come watch the football games, come do whatever.
And you probably need that to return to being like a human.
I think that's so awesome. Did I have you guys never have that? Heard that.
Of course we did.
Yeah. You did?
Yes.
I love that. Yeah, I didn't know the academies did that. Yeah, and I think that's such a cool way too.
Can I just say real quick, like overall experience.
Coddling officers, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Overall experience, watching Kate gush over everything about the Air Force Academy. It's like that meme.
I loved it.
It's like the meme of the guy walking with his girlfriend and he's looking back at the other girl. Yeah. Like the other girl is the Air Force Academy. I cannot wait to bring you to West Point and just blow this place out of the water.
I think that that's one of the special things and why Kate fits into the podcast so well is because I have this natural instinct to shit on things. Like if it doesn't have a lot of discipline, so does Cons. Cons is going to shit on anything that's not Army at all. And then Kate comes in as like the total love bear.
But here's
everything.
My thing with it. You're like, oh, it was lacking discipline. It was messy. It was dirty. The Air Force does. They did.
Their mission's
the structure,
not the same.
But one, their mission's not the same. And two, these people are often incredibly intelligent. It's a whole different vibe. And I love that the Air Force actually trusts them to do their fucking thing without being down their throats and micromanaging them so much.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a little messier, but they're also.
I didn't even think it was messy.
More.
You guys are crazy. Oh, we went
God.
To their dorms and I was like,
thank
what?
You,
God. There was nothing
you,
on the floor, no laundry
you.
On the floor. I lack discipline.
No,
he's
totally wrong.
In your nasty body. But now when I look back, if you had to ask me now, I mean, I wouldn't trade my time as a Marine for anything. Like, I love being a Marine. It's one of my two favorite titles our three favorite titles I have in my life are dad, husband, and Marine. Those are it for me. If I would have known some of the things that you could have done, this might be a place that I would be interested in going to.
Truly,
I don't
yeah.
think you could have talked me in whenever I was preacher chaps to go to West Point or something like that. That was so much more tighter as far as like the discipline aspect of it. But this would have been very, very appealing.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I also, I'm going to say it, and I said it when we were leaving yesterday, after meeting our guide and some of the other people around the campus and walking through the dorms and seeing, I'm going to say it's not the dark sense of humor of the Marines, and it's not the trying to have a sense of humor but not of the Army, but it's the funniest. It's the funniest.
Oh,
they are,
I disagree.
They have the
with
best
that.
Sense of humor.
I disagree.
They're the goofiest.
I
think that the Marines and the
it.
Army are definitely the funniest of a branch.
No, no, but in a different way. This was a different kind of funny that I just absolutely loved. And also, I don't know. All the
they were very Hufflepuff, I think, is what you're trying
like,
to say.
There was just different
this
traditions.
Is, yes. Like, you have West Point would definitely be Gryffindor. This is Hufflepuff.
Well, I loved it. They were talking
but
about
you're Hufflepuff.
We walked through the Chow Hall.
No idea what any of these are.
The Chow Hall. 4,000 people sit at one time and are all eat lunch at the same time. And they're like, yeah, they had to take the Nutella and the ketchups away. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, why they were stealing it? Or the Nutella and the peanut butter away. I was like, why are they stealing it or something? No, they would pop them open and explode all the peanut butter and Nutella on their heads. They also, he's like, oh, at our big Christmas dinner, there's always hot sauce chugging competitions, stuff like that. I love that they call them dualies. I love the five uniforms across, try and wear five uniforms in one day and see if anyone notices.
The overall aspect of what I want to see here is that every time you talk to somebody that's from the Academy, I think when you first talk to them, even Cons has this and had it probably much more whenever he first graduated from there, that they are kind of like, oh, yeah, it sucks. When you kind of pull it out of them, you can kind of see with our guides how much they love it.
Yep.
And they become really attached to them. It becomes really ingrained. And you see that everybody listens and fucking sees Cons every week talk about West Point.
Right.
That's the way it goes. Like, it's ingrained in who you are. And I think that it does take your military experience and it adds another element. Because people either talk about – you talk about stories from college and you talk about stories from the military. When you make those two have sex and have a baby with it, it's going to be something that consumes your life for a long time.
So what that is when you're going to school every day, everyone already knows all of the information. They know the traditions. They know all the stories. They know about the buildings. They know all the names. So you just don't care, and it's just kind of miserable because you're at a military school. You're wearing a uniform. You go.
And then somebody
class.
Like Kate shows up and is blown
somebody
away.
New, and then
I loved it.
But then somebody new comes, and this, as we saw yesterday with our guides, even when you're still in school and you get to talk about it to people who have no idea about any of it,
who actually care a little bit. They want to hear,
and you really just kind of just brighten up, and that's why I really just light up anytime I get to talk about it to people who don't know about it.
Also, that spiky church thing, that's like the main thing
the
you see about the campus,
spires.
The spires.
Or spears,
you know,
as
spiky
spears.
I was in the picture, I'm like, oh, how big could it be? That thing blows you away when you see it up close. You're like, that thing is, it's under construction for the next however many years. But I like took. I just looked at my picture roll this morning. I took a million fucking pictures of that.
Yeah, you are. You turn into like essentially Disney World mom.
Every 2 minutes, I was like, "Chaps, can you take a picture of me booping my nose on the front of this plane?"
And at first, whenever we first started working together, I'm like, "This is so fucking annoying." But now I'm just like, "This is who Kate is. I just got to deal with it." Like, how many takes do we need to do this boop on this plane?
You guys, she did at least 7 boops.
Yep, it was a lot. A
lot of boops.
Also, one other thing that maybe I'm biased, but they were like walking us into the building where they have all their classes, and they're like, "We have a surprise." And I thought it was some wacky Valentine's thing or some goofy thing they do. And they take us to the back, and there's a picture of me in Afghanistan. And I'm like, as the students walk through the halls, there I am up there. And I thought that was
really nice. Cool.
Yeah.
I kind of got like the goosebumps when I saw
it. I did too.
I almost
and I talk about that I'm the Steph Curry of crying. I almost got a little bit choked up.
So
like,
did I.
See, not because your picture was on the wall, but the pride that I saw there. Because I think of all the people on the podcast, sometimes you are self-deprecating more than others. And seeing part of that, like, legacy, a part of what you accomplished and what you did, I think that having that on the wall was a cool moment for us to see too.
Yeah, I loved it. So if you're at the Air Force Academy and you're walking by, give me a boop.
And before we really get into our reviews, the actual reviews that is going to be brought to you by Cheese, I think something like that, make sure that you are smelling good, because one of the main problems that you have whenever you go to a barracks like at the Air Force Academy is that they constantly smell like Badoosie. You don't want to smell like Badoosie, so go to Hawthorne.co with the promo code zero and you're going to get 10% off your first purchase. This place is unbelievable. I use their shampoo, their body wash, the lotion, the cologne. They have work and play. You go onto their website. It takes you through a little quiz. It's really fun to do and to see what kind of stuff that you end up with. I ended up with the cedar scent, which I absolutely love. It makes me smell like a man. You're going to love every scent that they have, every product that you have. It feels luxurious. Whenever you get it in the box, it comes in a super fancy box, and you know that you're getting a high quality shit. I mean, you just basically do. So take the 2-minute quiz at Hawthorne.co. It's going to tell you 2 cologne that go best with you, the best type of shampoo for your skin, the best kind of shampoo for your hair. It's going to be unbelievable. You're going to love it. It's Hawthorne.co, and use our promo code zero to get 10% off. It's unbelievable. Hawthorne.co. Again, that's Hawthorne.co. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. And if you do get it, tell me which one you got, because I want to know who my smell twins are. I want to see those cedar bubbas out there as well. Close up shop here. We'll do a little bit of overall grade. Let's use the Glennie-Boss scale of where we're at as far as the Air Force Academy. Cons, please try to use some integrity in your body and get out of the fact that you went to West Point. If you were coming here just as a normal person, what?
Can we do the cheese slice scale? Because I was told that a tradition at these games, and we're going to the NHL Stadium Series in Falcons. I keep saying Falcom.
Yes. Yeah. Like, notice that.
Falcon Stadium.
We'd never explain
on the
it.
Campus.
No. Never correct.
And they told us one of their traditions is, which is apparently it's a no-no now, but all the students, you know, they corral them before the games and they give them these like boxed lunches or whatever. And
Bock Nasties. I was students, glad that's a service, not a service specific name.
Yeah, Bock Nasties.
Those
and they
white
get
boxes
these
are terrible.
On the sandwiches, always like is a Firefest style shitty sandwich with an awful piece of like Krasdale.
It's like a submarine sandwich with some like bologna or some cheap ham and some cheese.
Well, Take it for what it is.
I guess the students started pocketing the cheese slices, and when they got into the stadium at the football games, at one point in the game, they'd all start frisbeeing these cheese slices when they scored, and then it became a huge no-no because the cheese was getting mushed into the field.
Well, not only that, but they would get fined. The NCAA will fine you if you throw objects in the game. So I imagine like the comment on the Air Force Academy is not too keen on paying for cheese fines.
For cheese fines, fair enough. But I think we should do a cheese slice scale.
All right, so what's good? I mean, that's a weird scale. Like, what? Yeah.
I would say,
instead of balls, we'll place it with cheese.
How many Crash singles are in a package? Like 20?
So five
like
cheese slices
on a scale of 20.
I'd say there's 20 slices of Crasdale in a discount packet.
Okay, so no, there's 24.
24. Okay.
So
okay.
On a scale of 1 to 24, which makes
slices.
A lot of sense. We'll do a scale 1 to 24.
Aren't you glad I interrupted you?
Yeah, we'll start with you, Bren. Give them your first the cheese the Crash single cheese score of the week.
I'm gonna go 17 cheese slices.
17.
So maybe a little bit lower.
What can they improve on to get more cheese slices?
I was I kind of agree with the community college aspect of it, where I was not impressed by the architecture. Just the spires were pretty cool.
That's fair. I think the architecture's. I think that's fair.
But I mean, I love the people there. Everybody was super nice to us, and they get a ton of points for the scenery where it's put. Is
location.
These mountains are amazing to look at. So I would say that's an above average score.
$100,000.
Amen, brother.
Cons?
All right. Let me start by saying
I already hate
thank
this.
You.
Actually, no. We'll go with Kate first.
Yeah. All right.
Cons is going to have some.
No, I'm going to have to counterbalance Cons.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Let me start by saying thank you so much to the two gentlemen who took us around and the three gentlemen at the Wings of Blue who took a big chunk out of their day. All of them took a big chunk out of their Friday afternoon on a long weekend to really give us a first-class tour.
VIP and tour, I'd say.
VIP, yes. Because certainly there are cadet areas that you're not allowed to go as a civilian. So if we just showed up here without anyone guiding us, we wouldn't have been able to see any of the things we saw yesterday.
Definitely
so big
not.
Points for hospitality.
So huge points for hospitality. I will say, I'm sorry, I walked away very unimpressed, and I texted my dad. He's like, well, you're coming from a place that's like a fine wine, like a fine Dom Perignon.
Oh, my God.
And Air Force is kind of like two buck chuck from Trader Joe's.
Which
I thought
great.
That was inaccurate.
I thought we were going to have some honesty on the pod.
Let me say. They both serve their purpose. Two buck chuck can be great. At 24 slices, I'll give it two, and those two because of the two gentlemen from West Point who founded the school.
That's out.
Two cheese slices.
This is just another integrity violation.
That's not integrity violation.
There's no
I just
way
wasn't
that
impressed.
Gets a 2 out of 20.
Just I wasn't
no
impressed.
Way. Just no way.
You have to
I
understand.
I wish that we could have just suspended West Point.
You have to understand.
And have
he's
my frame
around
of reference.
There yesterday in an army hoodie, like a giant douche McGonagall.
I mean,
I am beside
the amount of chirps you got. Should I mean you should have some respect for that.
I respect it. Yeah, no. And obviously,
2 out of 24.
2 out of 24.
That might even
alone.
Be washed from the pod. I mean, that is just egregious.
My God.
I'm sorry. I'm just
Kate. How many slices?
It's a community college. So what are you going to do?
That's okay. I don't mind your two slices because I am giving Air Force Academy 50 slices of premium craft single.
I mean, we just have no integrity
American,
on this.
American cheese.
You established the 24 slice cheese
50 out of 24. Scale. Well, I'm sorry that they exceeded the 24 slices, my friend.
Now I don't even feel like the cheese slices
at the top,
is good.
I'm at the top of Falcon Stadium.
2 to 50.
I'm at the top of Falcon Stadium with a cheese with a money gun, but full of cheese, and I'm just shooting cheese.
All right, I'll give
it
a revised
everybody.
Score.
That's
okay.
How I feel about it.
I'll give it a revised score.
Okay.
4 cheese slices.
Oh, God.
Two for the two founders, Eisenhower and the other gentleman from the class of 1915 at West Point who founded the school. 1 cheese slice for the cadet chapel because it is a very impressive-looking chapel. And 4 for the mountains in the background because those look nice. 4 cheese slices for the Air Force
50
Academy.
50 for me. I loved, again, you're right about the hospitality. Everybody was so nice. At the end, a couple students came out.
I'm disgusted with both of you guys,
A couple students came out of the dorms and said hello. People were shouting out at us.
Yeah,
we
people were
around.
Whispering. You guys, like, I was a little
people
bit behind
were so
you guys.
Nice.
They're like, oh my God,
I will say, I do like the fact that our show, the military podcast, has a presence at the service academies. And that really
cool.
does make
that's,
me feel good.
I feel honored to have that, honestly.
I loved that my photo was on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least worth 10 slices. I mean, holy calzones. It looks like I'm big cheese around there. Am I right? Also, I loved that the dualies walking on the marble pathways, the greetings. I loved how the dorms, you could see all the individuality. I loved just walking through them and seeing how goofy they were. I loved it. The Wings of Blue was, I learned about a new sports thing that I had never heard of before. And it was awesome getting to like roll around on the rollies and dangle from the danglers. And I just, the whole thing was just awesome. I love that the Air Force Academy gives the students the freedom to be leaders. And that I just, I'm so, I as we were leaving, I was like, I'm so blown away that these are like the next leaders in our country. It's really cool to see at this level, like where they hatch, where these little eggs.
I think it's very clear to say while Kate does a complete recap of the pod for her score.
I think it's very safe
to say that Kate was wagging her tail all over the Air Force Academy yesterday. For as far as my score, I'll give it a 19 cheese out of 24.
Fair.
I think that's I could have done more with architecture. I agree with Bren. I wish that they had the same rules for the dualies as the sophomores. I think that you should have 2 years of being just a vicious boot going through. Disappointed in the level of cereal that they had whenever in the chow hall.
Oh, can we start a petition to get them better cereal?
The cereal
That's a government contract.
All they had was Corn Flakes, Life, and like Special K. Nothing with nothing to brighten up your day. Mm-hmm. It was like your grandma's cereal selection.
Right.
Being down in the basement, their fire watch, I didn't appreciate that. I thought that you can't see. You don't have good view over everything. You can get away with a lot of stuff. I need to up the discipline there. So overall, I'll give it 1924. The setting is beautiful and things like that. But on a surprise addition, because Kate and Cons, just an egregious lack of respect for the cheese scale that was just newly established, I'm going to give them both Firewatch.
Let's go.
They're going to have for tonight. They're going to have Firewatch. Kate will be doing hours 2 and 6. Cons will be doing hours 3 and 7 of Firewatch. And then, Bren, you actually are going to be released from Firewatch for the next 2 weeks.
Let's
because
go.
You didn't have an integrity violation. You respected the scale.
Only regret, I can tell you already, my only regret about my score, although it was honest, is that when eventually we make it to West Point, Kate is going to be blown away, but she's not going to admit it. Just despite me.
I will never love West Point. That's my
I don't
to
think
listeners.
That that's the case. Kate loves fucking everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we walk into a DeVry physical campus and Kate would be like,
no,
this is wonderful.
I don't love everything. This was a very special thing. This
everything
was,
but with a bad attitude.
Academy was the highlight of my trip. Also, can I say one more thing in closing that has nothing to do with the Academy?
Sure.
I bought my first legal marijuana last night.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we talk a little bit about last night about where Kate took us to eat dinner?
It was Valentine's Day. And there's 7 of us, because Spit and Chicklets and some producers are here, too. It's Valentine's Day night, and 7 of us, 6 dudes and me, are, like, going into all these restaurants in Colorado Springs.
Like, hey,
like,
can you squeeze
us in? You guys got a table for 7 at, like, prime dinner hours. So there's nowhere to go. Kaz takes us to this burger place that's, like, nowhere to sit. And I was like, what is this clown doing? And clearly, what are you doing?
Why would you take
so
like
I run
that?
Down the block. I take the initiative. I do a little scouting. I find us a spot that has beers and burgers and all that good shit, but the only space available...
Walking up, we're like, uh-oh. Like, we're blindly trusting Kate to pick out where we're eating for dinner again. This is probably not going to end well.
Well, I find the only table for us is available in the basement, and it's where a comedy show is about to start, but like a hyper-local, real bad comedy show.
So many Colorado Springs specific jokes that went over our heads.
Bad there.
It was pretty bad. They come and sit down, and I was like, and they all start talking. I'm like, quick note, we can't talk in about 10 minutes. We're not going to be able to talk anymore through this dinner because a wacky comedy show
How
is starting.
Are you so
like,
bad
what?
At picking locations of where we go.
So we
I didn't
sat
go.
There.
I stayed in the Quinta.
We went down to the basement and it was like, you know what? Actually, Kate, you did like a pretty good job. Like, there's a bar here. Like, it looked really nice upstairs.
And
then,
like, no, not
and
here.
Then all,
we're here.
And then, all of a sudden, some weirdo takes a mic. He's like, how y'all doing? I'm like, Kate, what are you doing?
I was so sorry. It was pretty rough. Like, there was like 2 good comedians and the rest. It was all just silently sitting there eating on Valentine's night. But then after that, everybody goes back to the hotel. I go out on a venture on my own. And I was like, I'm in Colorado. I want to buy marijuana. I've never bought it legally before. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just to do it. So I find this place in Manitow Springs, like 15 minutes from here. You go in, you give your ID, then you go through and all the products are on the wall. And a bud tender comes over to you with a little clipboard. And he's like, what do you want? And I am such a nerd. I was whispering to him like it was still legal. I was like, I'm looking for a little something to take back at my hotel.
I would like to do one weed.
One marijuana, please, Governor. So I said, though, I was like, I'm flying out on Sunday. I don't want to fly with it because I'm a dork. Can you just, I just need 2 nights in a hotel.
You don't want to go to jail. I don't think that's not dorky.
Which I should make note. Like,
do not bring
some people
that
on this trip were like, hey, so is it cool if like we bring stuff to the game tomorrow? I was like, it is a military base. There's a very good chance the car gets searched before we go on. So I would advise against bringing illegal drugs.
Well, I got a wonderful brownie truffle. I got 3 of them. And I take them back to the room.
Well, I didn't know you got 3. I thought you only got 1.
I ate a whole one. And then I realized, I talked to a friend who's heavy, and they're like, maybe you shouldn't have done that. That's a lot more than usual. So I had about 15 milligrams at once, which normally a 5 will do me on a gummy. Mm. Anyway, I take a shower. I settle in. I had bought a bunch of half-price Valentine's candy. I settle in on the bed in my PJs in Colorado with the mountains in the background, and I get high as a motherfucker. It was a delight. It was the perfect ending to a day. So maybe I can't go back into the Air Force Academy as much as I wanted, but I'm sure glad I got to experience it. Mm-hmm. What a treat.
Yeah. There you go. I think that pretty much sums up our trip here in Colorado. We'll be back with a normal episode, back to the rounds, back to the stuff that you guys love. Hope you enjoyed our review of the Air Force Academy, despite Kate and Khan's egregious lack of integrity at the end. We appreciate you guys listening.